If there are any other kids that want to come forward, you're more than welcome. And you can bring a parent too if you want. One of my favorite parts of worship is when we baptize people. Most of the time it's a baby. Does anybody know what we use in baptism? Yeah. Water, exactly. There's something else that we also use, and I have a clue, yes. A candle. And at the top of the candle is usually fire, right? Light is what the candle. So at the beginning of the baptism, when everyone's focused on the pastor and usually the baby coming forward, another pastor takes this fancy lighter thing. It probably has a real name, but I don't know what it is. I should have looked it up. Anyway, what they do is they take fire from the big Christ candle and they light a candle that looks like this. On the front of the candle has a dove, which usually represents peace of the Holy Spirit, and it has a shell that represents the water, and it has the light on top, and that candle represents the presence of Christ. When we see that candle, we think of, oh, God is with us. Jesus is here with us. And on Easter Sunday morning, you'll see Michael, and he'll bring it in, this big, huge candle, to represent that Christ has risen. Christ is with us always. And when we light the baptism candle, we say, that same love of Christ exists in each one of us. And so whenever you see fire or light, you can think of the fact that God's love is with us. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you that we can come to church and be with friends and learn more about you and your love and your presence. Thank you that your love is inside of each of us and that we can share that love with others. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thanks, guys, for coming down.